It's Monday, March 25th, 2019. This is your host, on the Push League podcast. Just on my way to work again, like I told you guys, I was going to see if I can utilize this time on my way to work to hopefully start producing more content. And like I said, the point of these podcasts aren't necessarily to entertain, but it's more so something that I can use as a maybe motivator or habitualizer, something that will get me in the habit of starting a routine and getting better at this, just improving. I mean, you know, there's no point of not practicing, basically. If I want to do this long term, I do want to improve. But right now I really can't do that. I mean, every day, if someone can explain this to me, every day I'm waking up at, you know, 5 a.m. Some days are better than others, but sometimes 5:30, you know. But I'm waking up early, and every day I find myself leaving the exact same time to work, which is around, like, 7-ish. So, I don't know. It just takes me a really long time to get ready, and it used to take me a long time, but never this much. Yeah, I have no motivation, but no energy. It's really debilitating. Because it almost seems like I'm doing it to myself, but it's, I don't know, maybe my brain's fucked. But yeah, so, I don't know. I just, really wanted to call off work today. Spring break, no one's going to school. But you know, everyone's got to go to work. So yeah, I also on Friday probably pissed off my coworkers. All the lazy fucks left before I got back to my desk, so I can't really blame them for that, but yeah, I just got fucking sick and tired of it. I mean, it gets fucking draining, you know. I've been burnt out for a while. Fucking boss wants me to go to Pleasanton, you know, over there in North California area in a couple weeks. And at this point, I don't even want to travel. You know, it's like something that's been held over my head, like as an incentive, when the whole time, you know, it's, no one treats it as an incentive. Like the people who are always traveling, they always complain, they always whine about everything, but they always want to do them. So it's like, you know, what the fuck? So now when they finally let me have one, a trip, I don't want to. That shit's bullshit. Like, fuck. All you gotta do, fucking no money in another state where cost of living is higher. For fucking, yeah, fuck that. Fuck these, inconsiderates. But either way, I'm gonna go show up to work today. Get my money, I guess. You know, see if I can, finesse my boss into giving me early day today, a half day, maybe get off around half day, midday, some point. We'll see how that works out. The shitty thing is, if I ask for something, usually get it. It's just so annoying to have to like stoop that low and ask for shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, we're adults. Like, if you like what I do, like, give me the freedom to be more independent, you know, and you let these fucks, just because they are on time, the exact same time every fucking day, they don't produce as much work that I do in my limited time. And more so, people enjoy working with me, like, the clients, you know, it doesn't, like, the people I work with, that's irrelevant, like, the people I'm actually interacting with that we actually, you know, provide a service for are the ones who appreciate me, you know, more so than these other old fucks. But whatever. I'm off to a bad start almost like every day, so it's like business as usual at this point. Yeah, so. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. It's frosty. It's clear skies. Doesn't look like there's a lot of smog, but it rained last night, so maybe that cleared it up. Other thing I wanted to discuss is Roseanne Barr. I remember one time I was like trolling my Facebook friends. I said that I was gonna start an empire with, so it was a joke. I think it went over people's heads, but, I was joking that I was gonna start a podcast empire with, me, Aaron Zabriskie, and Roseanne Barr, which, sounds like the funniest, you know, trio for, like, a network, you know, to get together. It's all, like, bullshit. But the idea behind that was, so Roseanne a few months ago, I don't know how many people, you know, have been following her or even care, but she got fired from her own sitcom. So she has the Roseanne Show, and it's been, you know, even when I was a kid, it was running, I think, and I did watch it, you know, and I thought it was, you know, surprisingly funny for what it was at the time, and actually caught my attention, even though I, you know, kind of stopped following her or whatever, you know, I didn't really, she was, like, indifferent to me back then, but just in the recent years, with the rise of the Joe Rogan podcast, just listening to her talk, and going back, and just reminiscing, and on some of the episodes that I've watched, I think that you know, I've grown to like her, and she was on some Avid, what was it called? It was some sort of fucking pill people take to go to sleep or like help their anxiety or some shit. But I guess it makes people do shit while they're sleeping and they don't remember anything. And she was on that when, Ativan, I don't know what it's called, but, she said some racist stuff on Twitter, and then that caused them to fire her from her own sitcom, and I don't know what, came out of that. But yeah, I feel sorry for her. I mean, you know, I can what's the word? Empathize with her. You know, I can feel where she's coming from. You know, I understand her for sure. DC painting and wall coverings. DiamondCustoms.net. 801-702-3586. DC painting and wall coverings. But anyways. So yeah, Roseanne Barr. I heard on the last podcast, she was actually staying nearby. She, her parents are here in Utah. And I didn't know she had a history from Utah, but now it all kind of makes sense. And when I was trolling my Facebook friends, I was, you know, it kind of made perfect sense to me. She was saying how, you know, cause a podcast sounds like a perfect platform for her at this point of her career, when she's winding down, you know, she's older, she's still entertaining. I think a podcast would be great for her and her family. And she was saying how she didn't know of someone, you know, who could help her. And Joe was all adamant that he would help her in this, but she didn't really sound interested. And I wanted to kind of pitch that, so I tried for a couple of weeks reaching out to, through her social media pages, her business contact email. I never heard back, so, you know, either they're unmanaged, poorly managed, or she's not interested. Either way, I still love her. That would be, you know, if she wants to start a podcast, I wouldn't mind being her Jamie Vernon, you know, just helping her out, get started, being her IT guy. But yeah, you know, whatever. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. I mean, I gotta focus on getting my shit together. I don't have the most available funding. You know, I think if she had money to invest in, you know, good equipment, we could probably set up a nice studio here in Utah. Not saying that I'm trying to leech off her. I think, you know, we could have mutual benefiting goals. And I don't know how she's doing at this point. It was just a shower thought I had today. Like, you know, what if that happened? If the we would have actually gotten together and she got her thing going. You know, but I'm sure might not have been the only one who proposed that offer to her. You know, and I'm not even saying that I would leech off her anything, because I wouldn't mind being the off-camera guy that, you know, no one knows about, and just get all her podcasting going and being her producer and all that jazz. But either way, whatever. I'm still living life here as it stands. Body still aches. Still depressed, obviously. Traffic as usual. I hate fucking people. I mean, have you ever been with a person? They're fucking... not. Oh, damn. That girl had a wide mouth. People are annoying. Have you ever been with yourself? I'm fucking annoying. Never get a break from people, man. I want a permanent break. Oh yeah, so I was telling you guys about the work. Why I don't want to go in. On my mind again. Oh, I just realized I didn't even connect speaker. What a piece of shit. My mic. Well, I guess this way I can compare the difference between without my mic and with my mic. Whatever. This white kid next to me with red hair, glasses, you know, typical, you know, Harry's brother, I forgot his name, Rod or whatever, Ron, with the ginger hair in Harry Potter. Kind of looks like him jamming out to rap music. You know, that's Utah for you. I love it. But yeah, so I just called everyone out on their bullshit. I tend to do that every once in a while at work, and it never worked out well. I don't know why I continue to do it. Guess old habits never change. It always ends with a conversation with my manager, and it always turns out that I feel better at the end with the conversation. I guess it's a way of me reaching out for assistance. It seems to always work out that way. basically, it leads to a lot of resentment from my coworkers because I'm, you know, calling them out on their bullshit. And it turns out, you know, my managers agree. And then they tell me, you're right, but, you know, you're not the manager, so let me handle this. You know, and it's all that. It's always been like that. You know, I was a manager at a young age for 2.5 years. I know how it's like. I held myself to high standards when I was a manager, and I would expect everyone to be that way. But ever since then, I've just, you know, had privileged managers with bachelor degrees who, you know, they obviously see the world in a different way, and society sees them in a different way because they see that, you know, because they were able to go to school for 4, 5, 6 years, they were able to accumulate enough knowledge to the point they are capable of leading similar people in a similar field into doing what their expertise is because they went X amount of years going to school for it. So they're more than capable of, you know, leading other people without prior experience or technical skills themselves. It's annoying part of society. I've only had a couple, like, managers who didn't have degrees, you know, who just worked their way up or got jobs based on experience. And they were always, you know, great managers, and they were people that I looked up to and I tried to align my skills with. You know, my manager right now, he's a great manager. You know, he might not have the technical skills for some things. He does have a lot of other skills, you know, for sure. So, you know, I definitely love him. I just had, like, previous experience where, you know, people think they're so fucking high and mighty, fucking, they think they're all that in a bag of chips, you know that saying? But it is what it is. You know, I wish I had the opportunity. I guess I did technically have the opportunity to study, but it would be very debilitating to me. And, you know, a lot of it's my fault because of the path that I chose and the actions that, like, I had to take as a teenager during the recession and just, you know, ignorance. But here we are. So, yeah, I don't know how today's going to be. Everyone's already at work. I wish I could catch everyone before work. Before, it was a schedule constraint because I was on a bitch schedule. And then when they found out I can work great, you know, they were more lenient, gave me whatever schedule I wanted. But now I don't even have the ability to will myself at whatever time. I kind of got to get into the zone and get, you know, I don't know. Music hasn't interested me for a while. I've kind of been forcing myself to listen to more music. It's been going all right. It's not the same. It's not how I viewed music in the past. I used it. Oh, come on. Fuck. Well, I'm almost to work. I do want to thank anyone who's listening. I think I can edit these after post production. Don't know the exact term, but I wanted to add an intro, and I was thinking yesterday of doing a giveaway contest where I post on Facebook, because I have a lot of music producers on my Facebook page. I was going to see if I can hold a contest where, you know, someone can give me a 30-second intro to my podcast, something like that. I'll give them $100 or $200. I can't really afford, you know, like $500. I can probably think of something. I wish I could get some sponsors to help me out with some of this stuff. Maybe I can in the future if I can produce some better content. So I can do. I'm sure I can find some local businesses that can hop on board. I'm really hoping to find some Latino-based businesses who can support me, my podcast, my media platforms. Fuck. I'm just so drained. I don't even want to be here. This is how I feel every day. Imagine, like, fuck. I bet you don't even have to imagine, but it's just so disappointing. I mean, it's not a bad job. It's not a bad thing to do. It's not bad pay. It's not, anything's not bad except, like, the people I work with. And, you know, I hate to say it. I just can't relate to them. They have a different culture. They're lazy, but they're, you know, good people, and they're not gonna get fired, so, just like anyone else is good. But, you know, if you don't kiss enough ass, you don't, be tolerant enough of others, you get the boot, so, we'll see.